and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
I do this, man. Woo. Our house in the middle of that thing. Our house.
That Folgers?
Yeah. You remember that commercial?
That Folgers?
Yeah. You remember that commercial?
Back in the 90s?
Yeah. Good times. Well, I'm sure you're wondering what's going on back here. And there's millions of questions to ask. Like, what's with the background? Did we move? Is there a new studio? Is a new change coming? Will Ryan be fired? Young world! I am Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you for coming for another week, another edition of the episode with The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just about to say, for those who are listening to our audio, just go with it.
Let it flow.
Yeah, just go.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Yeah.
Chilling, man.
Did your business director make this shirt?
Yes. Oh. Yes, she did.
Okay.
Our marketing director, I am wearing...
What is the job title?
AAQ.
What is the job title? Is it a marketing director or business... What is it?
I think it's marketing director.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Our marketing director.
All right. Our chief executive officer made this shirt, it seems.
But yeah, I'm wearing AAQ.
Yeah,
AAQ art. Mm. Check it out for anyone who wants a hoodie.
Exclusive.
This is actually the first one out of one. One
Damn.
Out of one.
So it's exclusive.
It's pretty dope, man. It's okay. Pretty dope. Do you like it?
I like it a lot. Thank I'm you, liking the you. Colors.
It's definitely different.
All yeah. right, I like it. Yeah. It fits you. Floral.
I feel like
you pansy. Anyway, wow. Welcome to The Blank. We are back, and we have a new background. And again, you just probably have a million questions, but yes, we are finally using green screen in our videos. You know, we're switching it up a little bit. So don't mind it. Let it go.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's none of your damn business overall. You want to say hi?
Happy Thursday, everybody. Well, you know, Carlson.
Ryan moved.
Wow. Wow. Just ruin it.
I'm sorry. I was so excited. I got so excited.
Just dox me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He lives at... No. Well, congrats, man.
His front doorbell does not work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So you have to go to the back and make sure. You have to jimmy the door a little bit. I tried myself. That's why I called him before, because I couldn't get in. But if you jimmy it enough, you can get in.
But yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man. It's a big move.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in the space since we started the podcast.
That's right.
Crazy. So it was honestly kind of sad to leave.
It's I mean, it was a nice area too. Like, we're so used to it. Like,
it definitely was.
We made friendly with the places that we've been to. Yeah. We made friendly with the spots, but now
we had good times.
Out with the old and in with the new, guys, because we always have to face forward.
Yeah, me and our marketing director, we did find a new place to live. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to get into the whole story as to why, but...
Because it's none of your damn business.
But, yeah. Brand new place. Maybe we'll do, like, a walkthrough for, like, a social media post or something like that. But that would be pretty cool.
That'd be nice.
I got to walk that through our marketing director first, just in case we dox. But, new neighborhood. We're in the annex now, closer to Bloor Street, which is really cool. Bloor in itself has a bunch of different bars and stuff like that. And Carlson and I... Definitely, you know, interested to explore.
Yes.
The place in itself, it was really just time to kind of to get away from our old place. Sometimes change is good.
You think we'll see summer dresses around here?
Definitely.
Nice.
Definitely. Nice. But it's nice. A little bit quieter, I would like to say, for sure.
You think so?
I would think so.
Mm.
Even just at night, you can tell.
Well, yeah, I guess since the area, you can. Yeah, I guess.
We're a bit of a walk away from, like, the popping sort of stuff, right? Like back on college, like you literally walked outside and you can walk into a club within like 2 minutes, right? So just a different time.
Get to sleep better during the summer.
Yeah. Stuff like that, definitely. Yeah.
That's nice.
And the space is new, which we're excited to do. Like right now, there's a bunch of stuff in the back, and you know, don't worry about that. Carlson and I are going to set this up properly.
We are.
Well, I am going to set it up properly, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of work. You know, I'm sure that everyone here has sort of moved once in their life or not, that's listened to our episodes.
It can be overwhelming.
It definitely can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, moving is a lot. Like just getting everything together. You know, we're not young anymore, so aches and pains. I've tweaked my ankle today or yesterday looking at like moving some stuff. So
he did the Michael Jackson kick thing and then it just, oh no.
Not cute, man. Yeah, well, not cute whatsoever.
That's what happens when you get excited by homes. You can't be dancing like that anymore. You're not a kid.
But, you know, welcome to the new studio. Yeah. We're going to set it up differently. You know, so it may look a little bit different.
Shit done change, y'all. We're thinking big, bro. Yeah. We're going to get some big booty females in the back. About to be dancing and whatnot. We're about to go crazy. We're about to pop bottles in every episode. It's gonna be nuts, wild, skim scrum dillyumptious. Talk to me. Wow. Now check baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. Check baby. 1, 2, 3.
And whatever Carlos has involved, I want in.
Speaking of the area, I showed you that cat poster.
Yes.
That's close by.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's a few stops away. Mm-hmm. There is a missing cat. Apparently, it's a rare feline, and the reward is $10,000.
Yeah.
So me and Ryan, instead of me and Ryan going drinking out like we normally do, we will be going on the search for the feline and get some moolah and put it towards the big booty females.
$10,000. A lot of money.
That can do you a lot of good.
That could create a whole like different space.
That can pay your taxes this year. Thanks, Trudeau.
But wild, man.
Yeah, that's
10
quite a bit. That's quite a bit for a feline.
I was hearing that
it's the biggest I've seen for a animal reward.
Yeah. And usually you think that the dog would be more, you know, kind of thing. Like how much bounty? It'd be on a dog, like a golden retriever's head. I'm playing way too much Red Dead 2, but
most wanted,
yeah,
dead
most
or
wanted,
alive.
Yeah, dead or alive, golden retriever, $600.
But damn, yeah, probably that much. I wouldn't be. I think that would be the most. If it's a pet I truly cared about, I think that would be the most I'd spend. Yeah. But $10,000, they must be loaded then.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, I mean, they said they live in the Casa Loma area, so they must be loaded. Definitely. Damn.
And some cats are no joke, man. Sometimes
those naked ass feline cats are like freaking, apparently they're rare and shit, but they're expensive as fuck. Yeah. Like, why would you own a cat like that?
Like, it's funny because there's like stray cats out there, especially like downtown Toronto. You see them all the time. But then there's cats out there that they breed specifically and then like make tons of money on it, right? Like, because people want them. Like, have you ever heard of Maine Coon?
That sounds racist. Go ahead.
But a Maine Coon or a Maine Coon or something like that. That type of cat is.
I heard
of
Mankind.
Biggest...
McFoley.
Yeah, McFoley. Shout out to McFoley.
Shout out to you, Mick. But what's a Maine Coon?
A Maine Coon is like one of the biggest.
Is that like the biggest black person in the slave trade? Or
it is the biggest feline species out there. And for those cat people who know what I'm talking about, like it's huge.
The biggest cat.
Not the biggest cat in relation to lions and stuff, but like.
Okay, well, yeah, not comparing lions. I'm in house
but
cats.
But domesticated cat, yeah.
Really? Good lord.
So it's literally a small.
Holy shit.
It is a small.
Oh my God.
Yeah, imagine waking up to one of these.
Why do you mean no lions? That's a fucking lion.
Yeah, they're huge.
Oh my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah, they're actually huge. And it's crazy because some people get them and they're that big, or they can get them to that big. But those things, when they're put like kittens, they're like a couple grand. Like you're not.
I would hope so.
Yeah, they're a lot,
bro. Crazy. Good lord.
Yeah, crazy.
That's not a cat. That's a transform. That's Cheetor. Beast Wars.
It's actually crazy. In
that's
comparison.
Oh my God. People want that in their house.
Yeah.
Dude, that's gonna eat your kids.
Yeah, that thing would devour you.
100%. That would eat you, dude.
Maine Coons, man, no joke. They're no joke.
You'll piss them off and that's it.
But they're still a domesticated cat, so they do all of like the regular cat stuff. I'll tell
you, there ain't going to be no lost poster around this town, because when you see it, you know 100%.
Yeah, you're running the other way.
I'm calling Animal Protective Service and be like, yo, destroy this cat. Destroy this tiger running the streets. Kill it.
You can get them in Canada.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, crazy. Thank you. Would you own a thing like that in your home?
It would be kind of scary.
That's terrifying. Sure. I would never.
That is for sure.
What's the most oddest pet you think you would own in your home? Like, what's the most, like, out there pet you think you would want to own?
I don't know. I don't know how some people do, like, rabbits or, like, hamsters.
I don't understand. Like, what's the one? I see the animal in my head right now. And I just...
Parrot. Possums. Possums. Oh, yeah. Possums.
I don't understand that.
I don't know.
What the heck is going on?
I wouldn't be able to do that either.
Who does that?
I wouldn't be able to do that either.
Possums. Makes no damn sense.
Or like raccoons.
Yeah.
Like, I know raccoons are cute in a sense. Yeah, but
they have their moments.
They have their moments.
But they eat trash, dude.
Yeah. And they rip your face off.
Yeah.
And their poop is toxic.
Yeah. Three for three and the strikes, like, you're out of here. Yeah. No.
But I don't know. I
can't do that. No.
You know what I was reading today, actually, about parrot flu or something like that.
Parrot flu.
Yeah. So supposedly a bunch of people have died already from parrot flu.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Crazy.
Uh-oh.
No idea. But it's some sort of like, it's like a cousin or a distant cousin from chlamydia, which is really odd.
Interesting.
But so, yeah.
Is it like...
It's not sexually transmitted.
I was going to say, I don't want to be on a date with a female and be like, girl, you gave me parrot flu.
You need to get checked.
All right?
Girl, I gave you the parrot flu. You better, better get yourself checked. But yeah, supposedly it's like, I don't know. But some people have died from it. Funny enough.
That's fascinating.
And I wonder if it comes from parrots or they just gave it name parrot flu or something like that.
I don't know what the deal is. Like swine flu, did that come from pigs?
I guess. I don't know. See, I have no idea.
What's with the deal with you guys naming these sicknesses? That's gross, all right? You don't even know. You're giving animals bad names.
No idea.
But Trojan, you guys need to work on getting that. Apparently, you guys have a new sex transmitted disease on your hand. Ooh. You know, protect yourselves from chlamydia, herpes, and apparently parrot flu.
Apparently parrot flu.
Yeah, so get on that. You know what I'm saying? Get those thin-laced condoms working.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Pet-wise, I don't know what I'd... probably a tiger.
You get a tiger?
I mean, I know they're big, okay? Cats should not be that big. That's why they're terrifying. Cats are known to be small. Tigers are big.
Huge.
Massive. Yeah, no, I would not own a tiger. Massive. I'm kidding. That's ridiculous. I don't even know how Mike Tyson did something.
Well, like those guys, like the Saudi kings and all that kind of stuff.
You see videos of them playing with the...
Yeah, crazy,
that's
man.
No thank you.
Absolutely crazy.
You guys are living dangerously. You got all that money in the world and you guys be doing that? No.
You know what, like, is one thing, and I do want to talk about the story afterwards, but chimpanzees, man. Like, I know they're so closely related to, like, human DNA, but... Man, they could literally rip your
face
off.
Bro, they can maul you, bro. The reason why, you know, Michael Jackson was famously known to have a chimpanzee, Bubbles. The reason why he got rid of them is because, like, the older they get more, like, feral. Like, they will murk you. Can you imagine Bubbles versus Michael Jackson? Bro, he would be...
Crazy.
Oh, in the middle of the night, Bubbles would go in that bedroom, freaking take Michael, and all you hear is... Yeah. Like in the middle of the night, like,
No joke. No,
chimps are like men. No joke. Bro, I remember that one time there was that one guest I went on the Oprah Winfrey show because she famously got mauled by a chimpanzee at the zoo. I believe she worked there.
Yeah.
And they showed her face. Nothing left. Literally, like, it was just it's as if they took her face and it was just.
Wild
inwards,
wild.
But she can still talk and everything.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees are no joke.
No joke, man.
No joke. Don't mess up. Please, if for you celebrities out there, quit it with the exotic pets. You guys are bad influences. Horrible. All right. Dicks out for Harambe. That's all I gotta say about that.
So one thing before we jump off the pet topic, I was talking to I think it was my cousin, Okay, so I was talking to. Our marketing director's sister-in-law. Okay. Or no, sorry. Is it sister-in-law?
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
Come on, dude.
I don't know. I don't fully understand the whole...
Who are you talking to?
But one of her family members, yeah. Right? And they were telling me about how they had this specific study where a bunch of scientists created this, like, mechanism for dogs and cats to be able to press a specific button, and then it would come up with, like, words that they wanted. So, like, some sort of action or something like that. So, like, one button would be, like, please feed me. One button would be, like, where are we or where are we going? Can we go for a walk? So, like, to the point where dogs got so smart to the point where they can, like, combine certain buttons to get to what they wanted, right?
So they can, like, stop at the word at one point.
And yeah.
That's, like...
Yeah, and then that's how they would sort of communicate it in that sense.
So they're the Stephen Hawking of animals.
Crazy, yeah. Dogs.
Dogs.
So there was this one, like, golden retriever or, like, lab dog or something like that, right? Where I think that the dog put in this computer, like, or got to the point where they could communicate with these buttons, and then it asked the humans the question. You know what this question was?
What?
What am I?
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
What am I?
Holy.
And then the humans, they relate back in the like the program, yeah, or the computer to, like, lay it out, be like, you are a dog. And then the dog goes, what is a dog?
Oof.
In the computer. Oh. And I haven't seen this for myself, but it was like some supposedly like a recent study, right? No.
That's really sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Oh, no. So then
the guy's like, what is a dog? And then they were like, oh, well, a dog is a pet owned by humans kind of thing. And then, like, you normally, you are domesticated kind of thing. And you know what the dog went through? The dog went through depression.
Of course.
Because realizing that it was just a dog. So then he stopped playing with the machine, and then eventually I think they had to, like, I don't know if they put the dog down, but the dog had to, like, live through depression for the rest of its
life.
Because human beings created a machine to tell it, like, this is what you are in
life.
That's
literally telling a child crazy for the first time that Santa don't exist.
Crazy.
On Christmas.
Crazy.
Bro, yeah, no, that's a no. That is dark.
It's cool because we're getting to that point where we can communicate like that, and then we're realizing how smart these animals can
be. These animals are absolutely smart.
And then, but for dogs to, like, feel that emotion and, like, eventually be able to communicate with us in that sense and, like, be self-aware.
Yeah.
That was, like, the first, probably one of the most, I don't know about the first, but, like, one of the first examples of pets being self-aware in that sense, being like, I am a dog. Yeah. I am somebody's property.
Like, what is my purpose?
What is my purpose?
Like, kind of thing, you know what I mean?
No. The dog's asking about purpose. It's like crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't absolutely know if nuts. I'm ready for that conversation. Yeah. That's rough. That is, no pun intended.
You know, for us as humans, like, we think about that kind of stuff all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, we think about our purpose, like, what are we doing? Like,
but that dog went into instant depression mode.
Yeah. It did.
Well, I mean, like, if I'm just saying, all that technology, you can't teach the dog how to do taxes or something, you know?
Crazy, man.
Well, I'm sure. Well, I mean, as horny as dogs are, I'm sure if you took it out on a walk in a park, it'll just be like, you know, put the button or put that collar around, make it talk, be like, God damn, look at that ass. Like, all right, buddy, come on. What happened to the depression? I'm all better now.
Yeah,
let me talk to that bitch over there, and which would be intended because it is a female dog. Let me talk to that bitch over there. Let me show her what this collar is all about. Yeah, no thanks. Oh my God, that's so sad.
Summer 16.
Hey, baby. Have you ever done it doggy style? I'm like, oh, come on. Come on, Russell, what are you doing?
But
that's
so good.
That's sad.
But yeah, crazy.
Yeah, no, it's insane. Yeah, crazy. That's why, and this is why we don't give technology to animals, because you depress them and you can't. Those scientists killed that dog.
Like, it reminds me of that one video of the chimpanzee, like, scrolling through Instagram. Mm. I don't know if you ever saw that.
No, I didn't.
So there's, like, this one video of this chimpanzee where he's, like, scrolling through Instagram. And he's, like, moving up and down and looking at different videos. And then he'll, like it.
Mm.
He'll, like, click his thumb and like it. And then keep moving up. And then he'll, like, switch over. I don't know how Instagram works. Like, but he'd, like, switch over to, like, a different feed or something like that. So... Yeah, it's nuts,
man. I know in one instance where, you know, Robin Williams, the famous comedian. I remember, like, when he was alive, there was an animal, a very famous gorilla, I forget the name, who was known to do sign language. And Robin would visit this gorilla, and apparently it was like one of the few times the gorilla actually laughed. Like,
oh, really?
Genuinely enjoyed his time.
Wow.
And like they would, crazy. Like, they would do like a sign like this, like to signify that they're laughing.
Yeah.
So the gorilla would do that a lot. And then the day or like a few days after Robin Williams passed away, the zookeepers, they told the gorilla that that Robin passed.
Yeah.
And the gorilla did this to signify it was sad.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
goddamn animals, bro. I'm telling you, that's how, and that is, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what, you want to know something else about that?
What?
That's the starting scene of the new Planet of the Apes movie that's coming out. Because you guys fucked us. You teach these goddamn animals these goddamn sign languages and all this technology and whatnot, and they're going to come and kill us all because we make them depressed. That's all this is. You're not creating advanced animals. You're depressing them, living in our world. It's depressing in this world.
Ah! Dr. Seuss. But yeah.
Sad.
Crazy.
It's a crazy world, sir.
Pets.
I had my birthday party this week. Past
yep.
Weekend.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Happy birthday, by the way. Happy belated.
Appreciate it. That was just last week?
Just last week.
That's crazy, huh? Yeah.
Last week, Thursday.
Wow. What a time.
You know, we celebrated. Carson and I got some chicken wings. We got to go back to that place. Before.
Yeah, it was a good place. It was a nice place. Nice deals. It's definitely a good place.
Go check it out. It's called Tabaski. Tabakaski or something like that.
$1 wings. You can't go wrong.
$1 wings on Thursday. Go check that out on College.
Great fries, too.
Yeah.
You got to check it out. But yeah, we did that. And then we went on Saturday. I got plastered drunk.
Yep.
Was served
so did I.
Beers. Got bottles, which is always nice.
Many of them.
You know, made small talk with the guests, you know, thanked them for coming.
A lot of people there.
I got a Long Island iced tea, which I was shocked. That was probably the highlight of my night.
Wow. I didn't know they make it.
Kat, if you're listening or if you watch this, thank you so much. You literally made my night.
Sweet.
I did not.
That's sweet.
She's like, hey, I remember that you like Long Island iced teas. And I was like,
oh, that's
because we went to Big Trouble. But I've never had a Long Island iced tea.
No,
there.
I didn't even know they make it there.
Yeah.
I wonder if they yo, you have to make this. It's his birthday.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I was just like, dang.
Shout out to Kat and Steven.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys
are fucking, thank you, honestly, for
you guys
coming.
Are lovely.
You guys made my night. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys had fun. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a great time.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
I had an absolute wonderful
He's
time.
He's lying.
I was definitely drunk.
Drunk in love.
No, it was a great time.
Oh, it was great.
The turnout was nuts.
It was bigger than anticipated.
I felt like we had like 25 people there.
Yeah,
maybe 30.
We definitely packed the place up for sure.
We had a whole corner to ourselves.
I was like, goddamn. Goddamn. When I heard the people that were coming, I'm like, man, ain't no way all these people showing up. But man, they showed up and they showed out, y'all. Yeah. And I appreciate all y'all and I love all y'all for coming. Me and Idris are really grateful that you guys celebrated our birthdays and it was a good time. Big Trouble is always a good time. Great
always.
Music. You guys should definitely check out that spot, though. Big Trouble. Yeah.
Shout out to Big Trouble. Good music.
Top of the line. Top
good
of the
drinks.
Line. Top of the service. Top of the line service. Yeah. Great drinks.
It's a really interesting place.
It is, because it's like, it's, I wouldn't say small. Like, it is quite spacious at times, but like when it gets packed.
Yeah, it gets packed.
It gets good, and it's a good time.
It's like one of those places where if I was showing somebody Toronto, like I'm like they're not from Toronto, and then they're like, "Hey, we want to go out and like go have some fun tonight."
Absolutely,
I would take them there.
Absolutely,
yeah. It's a wonderful place. Even though like the decor inside,
yeah,
the staff's really nice.
Absolutely,
like,
very helpful in terms of service.
Food's
like,
pretty
very
good.
Accommodating.
Yeah,
although there's some weirdo. It is on Dundas, though, so there are some weirdos on the
outside,
street.
Yeah.
So
that's for sure.
I remember one time we went there and you were smoking cigarettes out with Sherwin. And one woman came up to us and was like, excuse me, are there women being sexually assaulted in there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
I remember
what?
That, actually. That's
I
so
was
funny.
Like, what?
Not that sexual assault is funny.
No, it isn't. But it's
that...
just the fact that someone comes up to you randomly.
It was wild.
It's like, we're just talking, conversing, and then a rant, and not even like a hi, how are you? What's going on? How's your day been? The first thing out of her mouth. is there any women being sexually assaulted in there? And I'm like, girl, I'm out here with you. How the hell am I supposed to know?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Like, how you see, you hear the music they're playing in there?
Goddamn.
I mean,
you see these girls online? Goddamn.
Yeah. It's like, it was crazy. And then minutes after that, literally minutes, a homeless person comes up to us asking, do you have cigarettes? We're like, oh, yeah, no, we're all out. And he goes on his knees begging us.
Oh, yes, I remember that as well.
Literally, this is like maybe 2 minutes after that one woman just left. I'm like, what the f-? And I think this was like my first time at that place. I'm like, man, I'm never coming back here. Are you insane? This is mental.
My God.
And then I came back maybe 10 plus times after. And it's been a never a dull moment every time. So, Big Trouble.
Shout
top
big
of
trouble.
The line when it comes to entertainment and fun and whatchamacallit.
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no, the night was, it was a wonderful night.
Great night.
Tons of people that showed up, showed up. Everyone had a great time from my understanding.
I get too sweaty.
I think we all do.
Yeah, no, I don't appreciate it. I don't like that about myself. I guess sweaty,
tough, man.
It's not easy. I'm sorry if you guys have touched me and I'm sweaty. So I'm sorry.
Everyone gets sweaty. It's hard to get away from.
I hate being sweaty. You know?
It's tough. But
what was I gonna say? No, never mind. There was nothing. No, it's nothing. Sorry. I don't remember too much of the night, so I can't really. Yeah,
it was a long night.
It was a long night, y'all.
It was a very,
it was
very
a
long
Island night.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, go from there. Anywho, folks, we'll be right back after this commercial break. A word from our sponsors, which is literally still us, but we'll get in there one day. One day.
You got a new space?
Yeah, new space.
Hey, y'all, you cool cats and kittens. It's Carlos and Ryan from The Blank here. Listen, so me and Ryan are new to the area, and we're thinking, if you guys know any good spots to hang out and chill after the podcast, hit us up. Hit up the DMs, especially all the ladies out there. And if you want to hit me up and go after these places, then let me know.
Goddamn.
But please let us know. We are very, very, very interested. We want to know the nice spot. And if the gal them are there too, that's a bonus and a plus and a half. So please let us know. We want good food, good drinks, and geldum. I want the geldum. This guy is with a marketing director. So. but the geldum is mainly for me. The food and the drinks are the both of us. And it's nice service and good service too. Service is also very important.
Yeah.
Because the last thing I need to be is telling off a female waitress, telling me how I ain't shit and how she complaining about how I didn't tip her 15% when I'm like, no, that's way too much. And plus, your service is nothing. And by the way, your boyfriend is cheating on you. I know for a fact that he is because you a waste, you. That's all I got to say about that. So.
Yeah. Just give us some samples.
Yeah.
just show us around.
Yeah, just show us around. Just you know, tell us some spots. We're new to the area, so
guess who's Bazak?
Back from the block with the bowls, face mob, mat, mittens, and hoe. It make me relax. Back with the block on the bowls, cause the street shit is all I know. We're back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Mace is back. Is Diddy back though?
Oh, you really rather go into it? Okay.
So I was in the kitchen with our marketing director the other day, and we're talking, and then she had a, what's that show with Danny DeVito and those three people, or there's three guys, and there's the one. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right? Yeah. And then Diddy was in this episode. Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like freaking out. I'm like, this is Diddy in this show.
Yeah.
And then. I'm like, how old is this episode? Because I don't watch it myself.
Yeah, it was a few years
back. So it's before all the kind of stuff, right? But I'm like, even for that show to get Diddy on, like, Diddy's still legendary in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, and it was funny.
Yeah.
What he was doing. No, right? Like, I was laughing at what he was saying. So.
Diddy was. Yes, Diddy did, in fact, guest star in an episode of It's Always Sunny.
Crazy.
That's.
I was shocked.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yo. Can they even show this anymore? Yeah. Like, I'm surprised they didn't take this shit down.
Well, no, they ain't going to take that down.
So funny.
Oh, yeah. You know. But apparently they can take down the episode where Michael Jackson was in, even though he was found innocent.
Yeah. Tripping.
Goddamn.
Tripping.
What the hell? Whatever. This cancel culture, I'll never understand.
Can still watch Trapped in the Closet on YouTube, can't you?
I'm sure you can.
I think you can, right?
I'm pretty sure his account is still up there. Yeah. I'm almost positive. And he can still stream his music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not telling you to, but
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good music.
It's pretty good.
I mean, like, sexual assault aside, like, obviously he should be in prison for what he did, but.
Pretty good music. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if after the fact they start taking some of that stuff down if they were to. It's like, if you've already set the precedent.
Yeah.
Like how the Michael Jackson episode is not available on The Simpsons, I don't think, like with Disney Plus, from my understanding.
Yeah, yes.
If you already set the precedent, you really got to go back and do all that kind of stuff, right? Like, but then it creates the question. It's like, do we take down the 70s show? You know, like, because of what's his face? I forget his name, but like, do you take all of it down?
Do you censor him? Is his face pixelated? You know?
Did it, is only because Michael Jackson black?
Oh. You went there. Oh dear. Oh my. Oh,
doesn't be tripping, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, well, no, damn. Well, I know for WWE, the recent video game came out. They have like a story mode. They removed Vince McMahon's face.
Really? Yeah. What?
Like, there's a cutscene.
That's crazy.
It's all pixelated.
His face is pixelated. That's wild.
Yeah, but and I guess Brock Lesnar is not playable in the game. He was supposed to be.
What happened with Brock?
Well, he wasn't mentioned in the Vince McMahon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And yeah, he's no longer a playable character.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. You just remove him just like that.
Do you think wrestling fans care about that kind of stuff? Like social issues?
Bro, let me say something about the social issues. Wrestling fans have grew up on Vince McMahon's wild stories for centuries. All right? I am telling you, when I was a kid, the stories that Vince McMahon wrote for that show does not even compare to the allegations that came out for that. It doesn't even come. Dude, one of the storylines in the show was about how Kane allegedly raped a dead carcass of his girlfriend.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
That was an actual storyline.
I do remember that.
That really. Folks.
Necrophilia. Folks. Never something new.
This guy wrote that. Yeah. And you think I'm surprised when I heard about these allegations? I'm like, how could he? No.
He is
fucked up. Folks.
Yeah. Definitely.
If you didn't know it then, you're the problem. Yeah,
he definitely knows it.
That's so. Sure.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's crazy, though.
It's a wild time. Here's the thing, though. My thing about these allegations are, is he being ridiculed because he's doing freaky deaky things with these females? Which he is. But was there actual any crimes committed?
I have no idea. I don't know the case well enough.
That's my thing, because I know about the feces and the fecal matter, the urinations. But
people are into that.
Yeah, to each their own. I ain't into it personally, but to each their own.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
Do your thing.
I mean,
well,
hold on. I have a few concerns about that. No, the
whole cleanliness part of it, but
you know,
we'll throw that out the window.
To each their own. However, my thing is, I think she's just upset because she didn't get paid for the services rendered.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that. But again, I'm not too certain. Allegations, we don't know, so. Let's get that out the way. During the commercial break, we found out that Canada is no longer one of the richest countries in the world anymore.
Yeah, not surprised. So, definitely not surprised.
Well, I mean, after all these taxes and all these everything, you know, all these companies shutting down, what can you do? All these jobs being lost.
Well, you know what is actually crazy? I was watching Global News the other day. So shout out to Global
News. That is crazy. You watch Global News?
Shout out to Global News.
Oh, God. What a loser. CP24 to the death of me.
That too. But they were talking about daylight saving time. So we actually lose an hour this Sunday.
It's this Sunday?
This Sunday, March 10th. So for anyone... So everyone who happens to be listening, we actually go forward an hour. So please
get sleep.
I know most phones and all that kind of stuff. Remember back in the day, it used to be such a huge issue.
Yes.
I used to forget it.
Because you have to reset.
And I would, I'd be late for school sometimes. You know what I mean? Or like whatever. So funny enough, I remember sometimes back in the day, you'd set your alarm to watch a show the next day.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So like Saturday night, you go to sleep, wake up for 8 a.m. Fox cartoons.
That's right.
And then you would miss an hour worth because, you know, you didn't wake up on time.
That's right. I would be so pissed when I didn't find out what Tommy was doing on Power Rangers, y'all. But you know what? Yeah. daylight savings. I'll blame them. Not my fault.
But I was saying, I forgot I was saying, like, you know, we've actually created legislation in BC and Ontario that we're going to get rid of daylight savings.
About damn time.
But the problem is that we're waiting on American businesses or America to, like, get rid of it.
Follow suit.
Like, follow suit. Because then if Canadians only do it, then we're going to be lacking an hour behind in, like, business services, you know, things that are across province or, like, you know, in the NAFTA sort of agreement and that kind of stuff. They're saying that, you know, it would actually lose money even more for Canada in that sense if we were to implement it without getting America on board. And it's funny because only shit like that would happen in Canada. You know what I mean? And, like, now that we're not
late,
now that we're not one of the richest countries in the world as well, and people don't want to come here and all that kind of stuff, it only makes it that much more sad. So
that's,
I don't know,
unfortunate.
Foreign investors, I mean, take your money somewhere
else.
Oh
dear, you're going there. We know who you're voting for in the election.
I don't know. It's tough. Like, it's tough to see the place that you grew up in and that
you love with all your heart
doing
and
so
it,
well,
and it just like that. And when adulthood comes in, then pow. Guys, what happened, man? What happened?
Used to be cool,
everything,
Canada.
So, everything used to be so nice and friendly.
Used to be cool,
Canada. I
used
to be like, man, this is the best. If y'all live, my only argument for anyone that dissed Canada in the past would be like, oh, I couldn't hear you over the free healthcare we have. Mm-hmm. Now I don't even know if that's free anymore, bro.
Legit.
Honestly, man. Like, legit. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. What's free? Nothing's free here anymore, bro. Nothing. We have to pay extra now for everything. It's, oh my God.
You know, I forgot to tell the story.
Yeah.
So the other day, we actually went to the emergency room.
Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good. I think our marketing director's had a ring stuck on her hand. Couldn't get the ring off, I swear. And then it literally started swelling the finger so bad to the point where it cut off circulation. Yeah.
Oh.
And it was getting, like, blue and shit like that. So we go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, man, there's going to be thousands of people in this place. We're not going to be able to see anybody in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
2 hours, maybe. We get in there, register. Next thing you know, we sit for maybe 5 minutes. Get called in.
Oh.
They cut the ring off. And we walked out of there. No problem. But the crazy part of that story is that when I was sitting there waiting for them to cut off the ring, I was sitting in the waiting room. And there was this dude that was stuck in the bathroom that, like, everyone's using it, right? Stuck in the bathroom. He's, like, pressing the emergency button because, I guess, in hospitals they have emergency buttons in all of the washrooms. Sure. Pressing the emergency button. Security goes to the door, knocks on the door and goes, sir, do you need any help? And he goes, yes, I need to be wheeled out of this washroom. So they wheel him out. He's got, like, bandages all over him, stuff like that. And then I'm sitting there just waiting, like, to see if, like, someone's going to help this guy because he looks dreadful. Like, he just looks like he's having the worst day of his life.
Obese?
No. Small guy, skinny dude.
Okay.
Came in an ambulance. He kept repeating that. So he came in an ambulance, and then they put him in the emergency room to wait. So then at one point, he's trying to get the nurse's attention, be like, oh, nurse, like, when am I going to get seen? And they're like, you just have to wait, unfortunately. Like, we're going to call your turn. We call people on priority. And then he yells out and he goes, I literally have a piece of skin, like, falling off of me. And then you guys are making me wait in this place. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, our marketing director's getting her ring cut off.
Yeah.
While this dude
dying.
Literally dying in this room.
And then he's told, please hold. He's being told, please hold.
I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, man, like, is it because
what's your,
like,
ticket number?
Yeah, I had no idea.
That's crazy.
It was so weird to me, man. It was, like, the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know. And there was, being downtown in an emergency room, you can definitely tell the characters that were
absolutely
in that place. There was one lady that was, like, trying to hit on the security guard every time he walked by.
Nice.
She was in there for the emergency room herself. I don't know what for. But, yeah, like, that was, like, my first dose of healthcare in a while. Since, like, this whole kind of, like, issue's been going on kind of thing. So it was interesting to see.
Damn.
I'm glad, like, you know, we got to get seen really quickly.
I mean, you should have no complaints.
But I just felt bad for the guy because the guy literally was, like, probably potentially dying, maybe.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, you got to wait. Sorry. What's your ticket number?
That's what this is, pal. If you, maybe his health card expired and then you have to wait. Sorry, dude.
No OHIP.
It is what it is. Yeah.
No OHIP.
Renew it next time. Renew something it on like time. That. That's it. That's all. That's life.
Kind of crazy.
Well, God damn. 5 minutes, huh? Oh, well.
That was quick.
Well, I mean, that was quick and painless, you know?
Yeah, it's quick.
That's good.
You know, the only thing that was bad is that they cut the ring in half, but other than that.
That's unfortunate.
It's okay.
You know, but
have you ever been to the emergency room before?
I went like maybe 2 years ago. I wasn't, what was it? I think it was like some like really bad stomach pains I was having. It didn't turn out to be anything severe or anything, luckily. But yeah, I think that was like 2 years ago. Mm. And I waited too, man. It was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was just me and another person too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like late at night. It was like me and just one other person. I waited like 2 hours. I'm like, man, what the hell is this?
Like, don't they have like emergency
room
doctors?
You know what that pissed me off the most is when the person who does like the calling of the people, they would walk out. She would look right at me and just walk away. I'm like, man, if you're not calling me, don't look at me.
Yeah. God. It's like, get my hopes up.
You know, she even does the and then looks away. I'm like, man.
It's like not getting picked for the golden ticket.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like, what the hell? It was just me and one other person's like waited 2 hours for this. I'm like, man, what the hell?
Crazy,
bro. It was crazy though. Where was this? It was somewhere. I forget which hospital, but bro, this was like maybe like a year after COVID that this happened, it was rough, bro. I was going to the hospital. There was like dudes like crying on like the hospital bed, like in the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah, it was by. Really bad. Yeah, it was like really, really bad rough. After.
I'm like, God damn. Mm-hmm.
People got it.
They got it rough, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, like shout out to all them doctors and nurses that worked through all that because
I can only imagine.
But shout out to them though. But you know what? That woman, I can explain. So there's a new study that came out. They said more women may be psychopaths.
Oh,
according to the study. You know what?
You believe it?
I'm raising my hand up. Yeah,
for the audio listeners.
I'm raising my hand up. I'm just saying. I don't know if all women are psychopaths, but that nurse definitely was. She definitely enjoyed what she was doing to me. She knew I was in pain, and she definitely knew what she was doing to me. Enticing me, knowing that I waited for a damn doctor. I want to see a doctor. And she just enticing me, knowing that I'm in pain. You're damn. A psychopath, lady. Damn. Women are psychopaths, and you know what? There's science to prove it.
Do you think you've ever gone on a date with a psychopath?
100%. 100. Have you heard my dating stories? 100%. Are you kidding?
Oh, I've heard them.
Yeah.
You know, but
100%.
You know, like how many psychopaths do you think you've met in your life?
Probably all of these women I've dated. No, I'm not all of them. There's a few actually cool ones, but no. I can think of three off the top of my head. So if they get diagnosed, I'd be like, that explains so much. 100%.
Check their basement, please.
Yeah.
Look in their
closet. You know what I mean? Just look up. You know what I mean? Just look up their texting history. I'll tell you. They're lunatics.
Absolute wild.
Absolutely. That's why this online dating stuff, absolute filled with. Just read their descriptions and tell me they're not psychopaths. Absolute lunatics. Absolute lunatics. Wow. All right? I'm just saying. I love women, but and y'all look good in summer dresses, but y'all some crazy females, all right? With fantastic dressing choices and makeup.
So what about
and the way you sway back and forth?
So what about that that recent Wave Room post that happened in Toronto?
Which one?
The dating one. The girl, she went to the VR thing with the dude.
Yes. So the background story is a woman went to a VR room, went on a date
in Toronto. It's a Toronto dating story.
And they went through the date, everything went fine. So as they're leaving the VR room, the guy went to go pay the bill, I believe, for the VR. And a woman pulls the female date aside, be like, hey, that's my man. Well, not my man, my ex-man. Like, we just recently broke up.
Damn.
But my thing is, so what? You broke up. You're not with him anymore.
Damn.
Why did you have to bring this information to her?
Damn.
I don't understand.
why are you making the guy look like the villain here? There is no villainy. There's no villainry being committed by him. You broke up.
I mean, am I wrong here? I get it. If it's recent, I assume that this was like a long term.
So, like, let's say, for example, if you know the like, if I dated a girl and then I saw you and I saw her out, and like, would you want me to warn you about that girl if I knew that girl was all messed up? A psychopath?
Yes. Why? You'd just be like, I'll let him find out by himself.
Yeah.
Well, you won't let me find out because I'll be on CP24 or Global News, apparently, where I'll be announced dead.
So, you know, maybe it's like that whole, you know, sister-sister thing.
But there is no sister. Just warn him that he's crazy then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not like, he's my ex-man. What does that mean? Like, is he a serial killer? Tell me.
I don't know.
But she did nothing like that. All she did was just tell me it was an ex-man. Yeah.
But you know what it is? All these females, knowing fully well that they're attracted to one thing, and that's one thing only. The dark triad.
This again.
That's, I'm telling you.
This again comes
I'm
up.
Telling you. That's what these females like, man.
That's so funny.
That's what they like. Narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. Those are the three things that you Toronto females like.
That's all me, man.
Yeah. That's how I need to fit the description to the T. To the T.
I'm Ryan, by the way, everybody. Yeah,
that's right. To the T. That's what you females like. And I don't get it. All right? I'm missing one of those three. And you can come to your any assumptions which one I'm missing. But y'all play too much, okay?
I see nothing wrong.
Well, whatever. Well, you Toronto females, you know what? Wrong. You Toronto females, I hope you're happy. live your lives with these crazy dudes, and then you could be in your mind, be like, man, what could have been? What could have been? I don't care. I'm living my best life. So
I like it.
Fuck you. Anyway, I found this story that was interesting. I believe this was definitely in Canada, but I'm not sure where. But there was a pub bill that came about. They went to a pub, they got their food, their drinks, and all that, and they get the bill and they notice the taxes on the bill. So there's your HST as usual, but then there's the 2% climate change tax. They said serving you this food fuels climate change, so we'll be charging you 2% on top of the tax that you already have.
What do you think about that?
Here's the deal. I'm going to take this bill. I'm going to call that waitress over and be like, does Carlos have to slap a bitch today? Is that what I have to do? Because I don't... What is this?
Climate change? Absolutely wild.
Don't charge me 2% because of what's going on into the... Bro. There's African children starving. Am I supposed to pay tax for that too? You don't. Where's the tax for that?
Crazy.
What's going on here? What is this climate change tax?
I'd be really interested to
carbon
see
fuel tax
if they start implementing that.
I would be like, nah. Trudeau 100% had to go then, because that's insanity.
Wow.
That's going nowhere. That's why that money is 100% for that for their business to stay afloat.
Yeah.
100%.
All that stuff is already incorporated in our daily lives.
Yeah. Like
paying for gas.
Yes.
You know, the price of certain products, all that stuff, like the transportation fees and all that kind of stuff already plays a role into the price of stuff that we pay.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's like for you to be able to make the decision to add a 2% charge on top of that, like, first off, you would lose my business.
Yeah. I'd never come back.
Yeah. I'd pay it. I probably wouldn't tip either.
No.
And then I would never come back to that place.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Already incorporating our daily lives. You know, everyone knows about the carbon tax, especially in Canada. Maybe not so much in, you know, other countries that happen to be out there. But, yeah, you don't be doing that.
No.
Don't be doing that here.
Not cool.
No,
not cool. No. At all. Shame on you.
Or at least give us a heads up before we walk into the place. Before I sit down, hey, by the way, we charge a 2% carbon tax. Oh, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to walk out right now.
Ridiculous.
And you pick somewhere else.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I don't know. Companies can't just be pulling shit like that.
No, they can't. And it's...
Yeah.
And guess what? That bar that did it, I don't know your name, but when I find out, guess where you're going?
To the list of some people's kids.
Yeah. Welcome.
Well, hello. Welcome. Enjoy your stay. You know what, Trudeau? You're back on the list, too. All right? I don't care about this online hate bill. Throw me to jail. Take me to jail. Throw away the key. I ain't afraid to drop the soap or anything. See me.
The jelly.
Yeah, jelly the jelly. I don't care. Peanut butter or jelly. I don't care. If y'all get the reference, y'all know.
God.
Anyway, what was I going to talk about again? Oh, yes. That was a story I heard about in Memphis. So picture this. Radio DJ, pretty popular in the city, goes by the name of DJ Slick Rick.
Slick Rick?
Yeah. White dude.
Oh, so not like the actual Slick Rick.
No, it's DJ, another Slick Rick.
All right.
Long hair, while the Slick Rick we know of is bald. Okay? Caucasian.
Okay.
Popular DJ.
Memphis,
Tennessee. Right. And one day, walks out of the studio and gets shot at.
What?
Shot at. Survives.
God.
Investigation is done, and they say, when they ask Slick if he has enemies, it's like, no, I have no enemies. I'm just a DJ, regular DJ, nothing. Goes about his day.
Continues. Welcome to America.
That's America for you.
That's America for you.
All right? Now, fast forward to January, 2 months ago.
Yep.
Slick Rick is at his home. His brother is at the home as well. Well, the brother walks into his brother walks into Slick Rick's home, calls for Rick, looking for him. He's not responding. He goes up to Rick's room, opens the door. He finds Rick's body on the floor, lifeless, and not only that, decapitated.
They cut his head off. Wow.
The man with no enemies gets decapitated.
How does this happen?
Now, again, this was recent, so we don't know what happened here. Apparently, the man said he didn't have any enemies. But I'm just saying, if they found my head cut off, I pissed off a few people. Yeah,
definitely.
I pissed off a few people.
And it's not like we're in, like, the Mexican cartel.
No. Memphis, Tennessee. It's pretty far from that border. Yeah.
Pretty far. That's wild, man.
Yeah, that's an insane story.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but...
We gotta keep tabs on that.
Yeah, because that's insane.
Absolutely. That's wild.
Decapitation?
Yeah. Nobody's doing that
right. No one! Unless... That's a sign. That's like a... But the thing is, if a serial killer does it, they probably hide the body somewhere. They take it.
Something like that.
You know what I mean? But they left it there for someone to find. So that's you have some enemies. Yeah. You just don't want to tell nobody.
Yeah, definitely. But it's like, as a radio host, what enemies do you have?
You're right?
Who's messing with you?
Is it a rival DJ or radio station?
I don't know.
Is it like, I don't know, like a commercial you read wrong on the radio? An artist that you wouldn't play? I'm just saying to all you radio hosts out there, if someone gives you a mixtape,
you better play
probably
it.
Take it. Or else you'll find yourself with a headless body on the floor. Don't play in Memphis. Don't play.
America's so wild.
America is an interesting time.
So wild.
But yeah, my brother's actually coming back tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he was in, where was he? Went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Ran a race. He came in 96 overall.
Amazing. That's huge.
Pretty up there.
Yeah, that's huge.
Said it was very painful for him from the second half of the race, but he finished it.
Love it.
Pulled through.
And, shout out to Carl's little brother, man.
Congrats. Huge. He did well, buddy.
That's huge.
I'll see you when I get home.
Yeah.
He went to a gun range, too, which I'm not very happy about, but
yeah,
he did that, of course.
When in Rome, man.
Yeah, well.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of it.
Open carry? Yeah, open carry state.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, no. You won't catch me in South Carolina anytime soon. So, no thanks. No disrespect, South Carolina. I'm sure you're lovely. But if I have Galdem, though, let a brother know. Maybe I might stop by. Open carry or not. All right. That's all I got. You got anything?
No, other than welcome to the new space.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah. If you don't like it, deal with it. I don't care.
For our audio listeners, you probably don't know the difference, but yeah, we're getting to it.
We're getting to it. Nothing to it but to do it. Boom, boom. All right, folks. Well, thank you for joining us this week, and tune in next week to see what other surprises and changes we might have, because who knows, man? Day by day, step by step, baby, baby. Anywho, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And as always, this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And no poster behind us, but y'all know the deal. As always.
Hypothetical poster.
Feel it.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.